comic books, movies, TV, and more. Nerds are everywhere. It's time to assemble! It's Nerds United.
Hello and welcome. Yes, this is Nerds United live on YouTube and on Facebook on a Saturday night that is, it's been snowy here in my parts of Southern Illinois. I'm your host, Greg Mahochko, and my co-host and great friend, not just my co-host, really the co-host of the year, Mike Luther. Get a little snow up in your neck of the woods today, sir?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It just stopped snowing just a couple hours, an hour or so ago, I think. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah. I took my oldest, we were kind of chatting here before the show. I took him up to get a haircut today, barbershop. He's got a Christmas program at school this week, and he was looking like a disheveled mop. One of the guys up at the barbershop said, yeah, it could snow like this for 4 days. I'd still not have to shovel. I'm like, that's my kind of snow.
Yeah. The good thing, the roads were completely fine.
Yeah.
You know.
We'll see Sorry.
No, I was going to say that's good. I know it's supposed to snow Monday again. I don't think it's supposed to snow tomorrow, though, which is good.
Okay. We'll keep our fingers crossed.
Yes.
It's no secret. I don't like the snow.
Same. Neither do I.
And it's, you know, more of a pain in the butt with the small children with the shoes that get the snow and, you know, they want to crawl and everything before they get the shoes off. So,
I could see that.
Going out in public with them when they're still in that crawl around phase is a lot of fun.
That's fair.
Do you need to take that message, sir?
No. Do you have just like a pile of like clothes and shoes and stuff like right by the door? Like, so as soon as they get in, it's just like there.
Not prepared right now. Usually it's our regular sunny day, you know, whatever routine is they'll come in and I'll say, all right, boys, you know, take your shoes off, put them by the back door.
Right.
And so sometimes they listen and do that. And sometimes I have to remind them, but you know, as far as, you know, when it gets to like playing out in the snow, you know, we tend to cross that bridge when we get, but it's a lot of times it's, you know, we'll have the fireplace going when they come back inside and maybe some hot chocolate if they want it, but I'll kind of strip all the snowy clothes off and put them in the washer dryer depending and have some dry clothes ready for them. So
there you go. See, that's perfect.
Yeah. Try to be a little bit prepared with kids, yeah, but you know,
you do what you can, really.
You do what you can.
Well,
and sometimes it's, you got three towels down because they just keep walking around in their snow gears. So, how was your week, man? Has it been a good one for you?
It's been completely fine. Been doing a lot of schoolwork, trying to do these two projects, which I'll be working on that again tonight, and then got to send one in tomorrow. Ooh. And then start working immediately on the other one.
Do they know it's a holiday weekend at school?
Yeah, I mean, they've given us time. It's just, you know, like I said, with a master's degree, it's a lot of just kind of learn this on your own type of thing, mm-hmm. which is interesting. The week was fine. Thanksgiving was good. Went to my brother's for kind of a breakfast. Breakfast 10 o'clock, you know. I brought some Oreo balls, which is just crushed Oreos and cream cheese mixed together. Frozen and then put chocolate on them. Very nice. Easy to make. Yes. They had biscuits and gravy and bacon and, you know, the good foods. Not Thanksgiving type foods, but the foods I prefer.
Right.
You know. That's, you know, just gym time, and then that's about it. Nothing too crazy. Decorated my house a little bit with Christmas stuff. Got my very tiny tree up. And then got I don't have my stockings up yet, except one of them. Actually, hold on. Let me put this one up now.
Oh, this is special. This is decorating on the show.
There we go. Yeah. Move that around. All right. Got that one up now. I still got two to put up downstairs. What else did I put up? Oh, I have a little Got new decorations, got birds essentially and trees, and I've got a little, nice little forest thing on my coffee table.
I saw that.
So yeah. So yeah. But and then I watched I was like, okay, I'm gonna watch my first Christmas movie of the not really of the year, but of the Christmas season. Mm-hmm. So I watched the old school A Christmas Carol.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah. Sorry.
My first Christmas movie of the season was also Dickens-esque.
Okay, okay. What'd you get?
I don't think it'll come as much of a surprise to you.
Okay.
Spirited. The Ryan Reynolds.
Oh, okay. Girl. Yeah. No, you know what? I almost want to get Apple TV back just to watch that and then rewatch Ted Lasso, but you know, we'll see. I don't. But that, no, I remember that being a good one.
And I know that takes a lot for you to say, cuz you don't like musicals.
I don't like musicals at all. I think they're dumb and nobody likes them.
You know? I like them. And I think in the last couple of days, so obviously we're recording, but we're live on a Saturday night. So we've had, Garrett was off on Wednesday. We took the twins to daycare. It was their last day at this particular daycare. Rob's going to start a pre-K at school on Monday.
Okay.
And they're actually closing the daycare. So Matt, we had to find a new daycare for Matt. So they're both just going to new places on Monday. So we said, we'll let them have one more day at daycare. You know, which worked out, you know, fine. The other three of us went and saw a movie, you know, for Garrett's day off, which is we kind of always done. So anyway, with essentially 3 days off of the I think we've watched the newest Grinch movie.
Okay. Like
three times.
Okay, fair.
So I'll say this. I think I do like it better than the Jim Carrey version.
Oh, interesting. Okay. Well, hey, but teach his own.
It'll never beat the original.
Yeah. That's kind of fair. Like it.
And at one point today, Matt was sitting on the couch, just eyes were fixed. And Matt's gotten into this thing, you know, yesterday and today where he didn't really have to go anywhere. So he'll just get up and at some point he'll take off his pajamas or take off all his clothes, just be in his underwear or something like that.
I know,
so
he's that
just sitting there. So he's just sitting there in his underwear on the couch. I'm like, hey, buddy, you want me to put a blanket? Because it's still 30 degrees outside, you know. I said, want me to put a blanket on? He's like, okay. And he didn't even move. He didn't even, like, I'm just covering up with the blanket. And he's like, staring up the TV. I was like, all right, you know, he's enjoying himself. That's all we can ask for.
I mean, yeah, it's true. That sounds great, actually.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was it's a good way to live if you can get by with it.
Yeah, exactly.
Sitting in your underwear, watching a movie that you like and under a blanket. Ah, if we were all that lucky, right?
Sounds amazing.
So have you, and I'm guessing not, but I always ask, have you had the ability to acquire anything new in the reading world?
No, but before we get to that,
you might have
wanted to be talking about this later on. I don't know, but let's talk what you did on Wednesday, Greg, the day before Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
So for those of you that don't know, which everybody that's watching right now is probably from Five Heart, so you guys know. But let me just—I have a little bone to pick with Greg. All right. So Greg told me about this tradition called Turkey Before Turkey, right? Which is essentially the day before Thanksgiving. You get together, and I think with him and his friends, they each took a bottle of wild turkey and finished it off them by themselves or something like that. I can't remember exactly.
That's not it. It was always a shot.
But anyway, so then me and Greg started doing it, right? And I want to say I started this podcast, I want to say 2018, 2019, somewhere on there, I would say. And I think we've done it every year except for 1 year. I think we missed it because I think either I was sick or you were sick or some stuff happens and we just couldn't get together. So Greg says this year that he's going to do it with the Five Heart podcast. No problem. Right. Yeah. So I didn't watch it live because I kind of forgot about it, but I went back and I'm like, I tuned in at one point in time. I'm like, okay, I can tell Greg had a shot. And then, I was like, I'll watch this later because I wanted to see Greg's reaction. Now, you guys should go back, if it's in the archives or whatever, and watch the videos of the past years of Greg doing the shot. Because with me, Greg would do a little, and I'm not exaggerating at all, it may be five drops. Like, he would show me the shot glass, and I'd be like, okay, that's a good shot. And then when he would take it up, it would be like, I mean, I'm talking a quarter of a shot, right? Not exaggerating, by the way. Not exaggerating at all.
Right? He's not. I feel like there's going to be a point I get to defend myself here.
This, yes, yes. This year, Greg, without me, right, says, okay, five. Well, do it with a five heart. No problem. They do it with five heart. They come to us a lot. They are probably 100% of our viewership, or at least 99% of it. It's my, if my mom still watches, and it's him and Minnie. Now Minnie doesn't participate in this, right? Which, to each her own, you know. Hey, if she doesn't want to, no big deal, right? But Mike would have participated, right? And Greg brings up a double shot, and I don't know if he was just making up for lost time. Or what, but he had a legit double shot of up to the top of Wild Turkey, American Honey, the good stuff. And sure enough, he does. By the way, I was like, okay, he's doing it for the five heart because there's more people going to be involved in it. Again, no. Unless maybe the viewers, some of the viewers did. Who knows with you?
But they were talking about shot. They were drinking too.
I'm sure they were. He takes the double shot, you know, no problem. And I was like, oh, okay, so Greg is capable of doing that. Just not with old Mikey here, you know? I was like, ah, interesting.
I do feel like I need to step in and defend myself.
Absolutely, absolutely, sir.
It was just a really fast pour. Like, I did not intend to get that one. You know.
But hold on. No. Because I can understand that. I understand fast pour. In the past, however, you have poured what would be a shot, not a double shot. You don't need to do a double shot. You have poured a shot because I remember you showing it to me, and you're like, "Is this good?" And I'm like, "Yeah, that's perfect." Yeah, it was a shot glass, you know, a little bit below the line. And then when you go to do it, you're like, "No, hold on," and you poured some back into the bottle. So you went from a full shot to, like I said, a fourth of a shot. So you can't be just be like, well, I poured too much. Might as well take it. I mean, hey, more. I'm glad that you did. If you enjoyed it, I don't even know if you had more after that.
I didn't. That was all the Wild Turkey that I had, but I did have four beers.
After that's that. Okay. That's what I figured. You had to have had some beers.
Yeah, I went straight. I mean, you know me. I chased you. If you watched it, you know I chased it with
yes.
What was it? Shiner. I think it was a Shiner right away. Shiner Bock. So, yeah, that was a wild and crazy night.
Yeah, you guys went for 2.5 hours. I saw.
Yeah.
Which, hey, it's awesome.
And then the team lost last night.
By a lot, or
3 points. Okay. Walk off field goal. So,
well, that's no good. They should not have done that. Did they try to get more points? Did they ever think about that?
It was definitely on the to-do list. It just didn't quite
happen. They forgot about it. Understandable.
A lot of missed opportunities, we'll say. Hey, let's give a quick shout out to one of our longtime podcast buddies, Bradley D.
Oh, Bradley D.
What's up, turkeys on Facebook? So, Bradley D, thanks for popping in, and hope all's well. In the 1-2-3 D-bags.
Classic.
And what's the Iowa sucks. I can't remember the name of the show that's only about sequels.
The name? I have no idea.
Bradley, you're still here, so. We had 1-2-3 D-backs, and there was their other podcast that was just about sequels.
I don't know if anything can beat 1-2-3 D-backs, though.
The 12-hour podcast?
Wasn't that part of the 1-2-3 D-backs?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
So we were going to do a 13-hour podcast.
Yeah, it's never materialized, and it probably never will.
You never know.
Well, anything's possible.
Yeah.
It'd be a tall order. So it might kick us off of YouTube for something like that.
Well, I don't even know if they know we're on YouTube. Look at our numbers.
Mike, I have as we get into like acquisitions and found treasures.
Yes.
We were doing some cleaning, oddly enough, on Thursday. Okay. But one of the things that we found, and this is in my general office area. Now, this is a rather unassuming little photo album, but in it, I have pictures of all of the people that like bought cars from me. I said 123 D-bags. It was ABC D-bags.
Did it? Oh, that's right. Yes. We're combining my 123 cents and ABC D-bags.
So, this is all a lot of, there's another album that has all the other people that I sold cars to, but this is one. And a VHS from 1993. My baseball team was in the state championship.
Okay.
Tournament. And so Grand Tower, Illinois, I don't even remember where that is. I feel like it's south. But yeah, problem is this is on VHS.
And you probably don't have a VCR.
I don't have a VCR, so I might do a little Googling and see if there's a little company in the area that transfers VHS to DVD.
I'm sure there probably is.
The Deuce podcast, all about the sequels, Bradley D.
Yes, I knew that.
So, and Minnie is here on YouTube. And what's up, Mike? Are you growing your beard up?
Yes, I am. It's winter beard time.
Gonna dye it maybe around I don't know, the 20th of December, get it looking white.
It'll do that on its own, trust me. I'm not that far from it, trust me.
Yeah, I'm graying myself, but that's all right. So we'll call those found treasures. Do you want to talk, well, first of all, did you read anything?
I did not. Okay. I'm starting to read Planet Hulk.
Okay.
So, but I'm maybe less than halfway through that.
Well, I have been continuing my Injustice run. So look at me, smart enough to have a bookmark in there. And what I really like about this one, a whole lot of Green Lanterns.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that.
And they're all coming after Superman, which is great.
And so Superman easily destroys them, or?
I mean, it's not to give it too much of a spoiler, but at one point the Green Lanterns are like, no, yeah, we're going to go. We surrender. Bradley D says, I'll send you a VHS. I have an extra VHS or VCR. I don't know. I have the VHS. I don't. Kilowog is like, Green Lanterns, stand down. He's like, we're going to go. We're going to go to Oa. And Superman's like, no, you're not. Hand over your rings. You're all prisoners of war.
Okay.
So this is but you know me, and you know that I like those outside of regular canon stories, which is I took Garrett to Twilight Comics, Swansea, Illinois, yesterday, and they started their holiday sale. Spend $50, and they'll give you 10 holiday bucks, which are, you know, you can – $10, same as cash, in any, you know, purchase or whatever in January. So went up there, spent a little money, got some books for me, got some books for him, had a good little time. And one of those books that I got for me, speaking of outside of canon, this one's kind of on the nose. They just call it BAM, Justice League Elseworlds.
Okay. I like
that,
it.
That is what I believe to be Wonder Woman in the Old West.
I think so.
So, and I believe you can see here, that's the Flash. I don't know how evident that is, but you can see the signal on his chest.
A little bit, yeah.
And yeah. I'm going to say that might be Hawkman, but I really don't know. Haven't read it. So,
the giant wings might, you know, give it away.
But this is a story or a series. I want to double check when it was originally printed. Oh, okay, 2016. So Oh, no, I take that back. Some of these go all the way back to the 90s. So, should be fun. Should be a good time. Elseworlds. By the way, this is Elseworlds Volume 1. There were Volumes 1, 2, and 3
okay.
on the shelf there. While we're talking about DC, and while we mentioned the number one DC hero of all time, I went ahead and picked up Green Lantern from DC's New Dawn.
Okay.
Be interesting to read into that a little bit. And flipping over, we talk about how sometimes just the cover might get your attention.
Mm-hmm.
This is, let's see, while we're talking about VHS, Bradley Dee says the last VHS was made for the movie The History of Violence. Do you know anything about that movie, Mike?
Well, I think it's about violence and kind of like the history of it. And what a lot of people don't know is it was actually the last VHS movie made.
You're a smartass. The History of Violence is a 2005 action thriller film by directed by David Cronenberg and written by Josh Olson. It's an adaptation of the 1997 DC graphic novel. So it's a comic book movie.
Okay.
Stars Viggo Mortensen, Maria Bello, Ed Harris, William Hurt.
That's, yeah.
So, I had no idea.
I wonder if you can even buy, if you wanted to. This is what I'm for VCR. I'm guessing there you can probably go on Amazon and get one. But I'm also thinking it's like $900 or $10.
Or they're giving them away.
Or they say, please take these.
We will pay for shipping.
I'm wondering if it could even hook up to a TV because I'm trying to think. Because I think for my TV, I'd have to look. I don't know if it has the not coaxial, but whatever the three ones are. But my, which is what most VCRs I think took. Because I think my TV is just HDMI, but that can't be right.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe it is. Who knows?
I know you can buy. Not connectors, but adapters.
Adapters, yeah. I'm sure.
To HDMI. So here's the thing. Just a very quick search over Amazon shows that most of the ones that have a price affixed to them are VCR and DVD combos.
Fair, yeah, yeah.
And $223, $219. $260 for just the, it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
I couldn't pay that much. I don't need to see 11-year-old Greg play baseball bad enough.
That badly, yeah.
I mean, trust me, 11-year-old Greg playing baseball looked pretty bad as it was. I don't need to see it, again, I imagine. So,
high def.
Yeah. Yeah. If I'm going to do it, by gosh, I want that low def quality.
You want to be able to you have to fix the tracking when you start. I remember doing that with VCRs. Like, oh, here we go, and it's just there was a little knob there if I remember correctly.
Bradley Dee's collected 300 plus VHS in the past 2 years.
Well, they make like DVDs and Blu-rays now,
and a lot of things are digital.
Yeah, actually, I don't think I've bought a Blu-ray or a DVD in the past 4 years. I would say.
Bradley Dee, are you a hipster by chance? I feel like buying VHS in the 21st century is kind of a hipster move.
I think so. I mean, it does make you look cool, so,
Think of all that shelf space.
That's what do you say, 200?
300 plus.
300 plus, yeah. Yeah. You just got to have a wall of VHSs then.
Yeah. And if they're not categorized alphabetically, I don't even bother inviting me over because I would have a come apart. All right, the last book that I got yesterday is from the Marvel side of things, and I was told pretty solid story, and two, I feel again like it's kind of that outside of canon Elseworlds area, but it is Avengers Twilight. In other words,
yeah.
Avenge the future.
So it's not the vampire thing. Okay, good.
No, I don't think so.
I thought it was like some kind of weird crossover.
No, they have been doing it. In fact, there's like, I guess maybe NC-17 cover or version, but I know they were started at Free Comic Book Day this past year, but it's Marvel's Blood, not Bloodsport. That's Jean-Claude Van Damme. Bloodhunt.
Which would be cool.
Yeah. Marvel's Bloodhunt, where I guess the Marvel Universe is, instead of turning into zombies, they're turning into vampires.
Vampires?
Yep. That
could be interesting.
So, like I said, they had two covers side by side. I was like, what in the world? Blood? What? And one of them was like, this is intended for mature, you know, readers only. It was in a plastic case. And then the other next to it was just a lot less, I guess, graphic. So, but anyway, so that's what I have acquired and told you a little bit more about what I've read. So Mike, I think we can continue the show.
Well, I mean, that's always good.
I keep kicking myself because I've been in Twilight Comics, Swansea, Illinois a few times, and I really liked Batman, Absolute Batman 1, mm-hmm. and am very interested in Superman, Absolute Wonder Woman now.
Yeah.
But I keep forgetting to pick up some of those issues.
That's what I was wondering, if you had picked that up.
Or tell anybody that I was interested in, like, hey, grab me like a couple of those. So yeah. I haven't done that, but we got an article earlier this week over at comicbook.com, which, by the way, for all of you watching / listening, that's where a lot of our news headlines are going to come from this week. But Absolute Wonder Woman introducing Steven Trevor with a major origins twist.
Okay.
So, I don't know what that is because I hadn't actually read the article yet.
Okay. I was like, ooh, what's the twist? Then again, I could also just wait to read it.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we don't want to.
You can tell if you want it. Don't matter.
So after they run into each other in the present, this issue takes them back to when, like in a flashback to when Diana first met Steve, when he washed up on the shore of the Wild Isle. And Diana finds him, and she casts a spell to translate what he's saying, because, again, she's from Themyscira,
yeah.
And he's not. Then a Hydra takes him and pulls him under the water and away from Diana's grasp. Yada, yada, yada. She has to rescue him again. So, okay. Looks, the art, I'll say this, and I'm not trying to poke. I mean, it's just not my style. But the art looks very, I say, crude. In the examples that they have on this article. So, I mean, doesn't look like it's necessarily my style, but it doesn't have to be. So, I don't know. We'll let the good people who read it check it out for themselves. I feel like that's only safe and fair.
That seems somewhat fair, yeah. Like I said, I think we both agreed that we're probably going to check out like one or two of them, like check out Absolute Superman, check out Absolute Wonder Woman, and then wait for it to maybe be done and just read the whole thing.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
By the way, while we're here on the show, Bradley D sent me a message of there were three messages of a lot of his VHS collection. So,
is it walls and walls of it?
It's shelves and shelves.
Shelves and shelves, yeah.
But I'll say this. They are largely in alphabetical order, so we're good.
Okay.
So, starting with 2001 Space Odyssey and Amadeus. There's one I can't quite read, Apocalypse Now. So we've got those. And all the way to, Virtuosity, Willow.
Is VHS Zero collecting going to be the new vinyl?
Oh, probably.
Because I have friends that collect vinyl. Or I don't say collect. They get the vinyl and they actually use it. Cause sometimes I think of collecting as just you just have it and you don't use it, which I was going to say, I think it's dumb, but it's each his own. I don't care. But they'll get a lot and they'll actually use it. And I'm pretty sure, you know, Bradley D, he uses his VHS, actually watches him and stuff. But I wonder if that's going to be the new thing. I think if the vinyl's been it's been going on for a while now. I mean, I know my friends have been collecting them for years, so I don't even know if it's trendy anymore.
I feel like it's, yeah. I mean, I still feel like as long as, and here's the thing with vinyl is a lot of artists now are having their albums printed.
Yes,
in vinyl. So, it's not just like they're going and looking for that lost, Zeppelin album or
right.
something like that, or I don't know what a band from the 80s that would be nostalgic to, No, it's like music of today that's being.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Absolutely, it is. Yeah. Yeah. Artists will come out and I guess put stuff on CD, which even that's strange to me. But then they'll be like, oh, we're doing a vinyl release, with, and they'll have a special artwork on it and stuff,
Speaking of the originals, Jeremy says that they have Star Wars trilogy, the original cut where Han shoots first.
Yes. Yes, he does.
That's rarefied air. And Jeremy also found The Godfather 1 and 2 in chronological order on VHS.
So, nice. Nice.
They're VHS making a comeback. Hey. 2024. Who would have thought? We're just going to add that to a long list of things I didn't have on my 2024 bingo card.
That's true. Yeah.
That's a lot of things.
Yeah. Yeah.
My bingo card is fairly empty compared to all the things that have happened this year.
Also, I am, as of right now, completely fine with never getting another VHS because I am so lazy. I don't even want to get up to put like a Blu-ray in, much less having to get up, put the VHS in, and then rewind it.
Well, that's because you're supposed to be kind.
No rewind.
That's not how we're ending the show from now on. No, we're not calling that particular audible. All right. So we talked a little bit about Absolute Wonder Woman. I'm still pretty stoked about Absolute Batman and Superman when I can pick that up. Speaking of Superman, though, this December, we'll have the opportunity on Max, or I guess HBO/Max, to watch the Superman, the Christopher Reeve story.
I did not know that. Like a documentary?
It is.
Not the documentary. Oh, no, that was Kingdom Come. Never mind.
No. This is, about the life of Christopher Reeve.
Okay.
Both before and after his tragic incident. But it'll be available to stream on Max starting December 7th.
Day after my birthday. It's a birthday present from Max.
So essentially, that's, if I'm doing things right, that's like a week from tonight.
Yes.
Your birthday's going to be on Friday?
Yeah.
Are we going to do a special show for your birthday, or are we going to let you have the week off to celebrate accordingly, or what's the plan?
I have no plan right now.
Okay. So we'll just plan on doing the show?
Yeah.
If you had a really good co-host, mm-hmm. not you are a really good co-host, but if your co-host was worth a damn, like I would pour through the last however many years of content and like put together a special montage like I had for my birthday over on Five Heart earlier this summer.
That seems like a lot of work, to be honest with you. And you don't like watching the videos back.
It's true.
So, I don't. Yeah.
All I can say is that Minnie's a better co-host than me. So cheers to Minnie.
Minnie's good. I mean, she didn't drink the Wild Turkey with you, but still. That's her choice. Her choice.
So, yes. So a week from tonight, a.k.a. December 7th, you can watch. And this is a story I'm going to be really interested. Dude was the quintessential Superman for me.
Yes.
So Superman, Christopher Reeve, the Christopher Reeve story, next weekend on Max.
That sounds interesting.
Let's see. While we're moving along here, I can drop that one. Not too terribly interesting, that one after all. DC is bringing back a Green Lantern's ultimate form. Now, here's the thing. I didn't know Green Lanterns had an ultimate form. Oh, okay. Never mind. I do. It's funny. I click all these links excited for things to talk about, and I never read them. But now I know. The Green Lantern's ultimate form, Mike, is the White Lantern. Kyle Rayner. Kyle Rayner harnessed that white light after the events of Blackest Night, which started in middle of 2009. As you know, it was the comic book event that got me back into comics.
True.
And white light or the White Lantern story was the next chapter of that. Kyle Rayner was the White Lantern. And it appears that Kyle Rayner is coming back. So finally, as the White Lantern. I mean, come on, you know.
Yeah.
He's I tell you, I'm a huge fan of Kyle Rayner as a character. Going back to this Injustice Volume 2, very early on in this book here, they do Kyle Rayner so dirty. It's bad. So I'm excited. I'm excited for no more. And again, I'm kind of excited to see where, now that I have Dawn of DC Green Lantern, I'm kind of excited to get back into that character that I love so much that I put the logo on my arm.
That's true. Yeah.
So that's that. Here's an interesting one in the realm of Superman. Who would you say is Superman's most powerful enemy?
Most powerful?
Mm-hmm.
If you were going to say most loved, in the weird way, I'd say Lex, of course. But powerful, it's got to be Doomsday, right?
Indeed. And Doomsday's coming back in a special. And it's not the traditional, like, just all brutality Doomsday.
Mm-hmm.
This Doomsday talks, and he talks in complete sentences.
Okay.
And he's, I guess for lack of a better term, in, because he makes a comment to Superman. He's like, we've been enemies for a millennia, but now I need your help. So.
Okay. You know, just by that, I'm like, oh, I'm kind of interested in that now.
So what we're looking for is, if I can find it here, Superman 20. He is, Doomsday is the Time Trapper. And he has an uncommon intelligence, but the ability to control time. So, yeah, I jumped off Superman too quick. Kind of feel like jumping back on it now. But
you can jump on Superman anytime.
I don't know if I'm comfortable the way you said that.
No. He won't mind.
He'd probably barely even notice.
No. True.
But I might, you know, look into that arc when it gets a little closer to trade paperback time.
Yes.
But a super smart Doomsday seems kind of fun.
And dangerous.
Well. Meanwhile, this is, yeah, we'll do this. This is,
I think, you know what it kind of reminds me of is Batman White Knight, where wasn't that where Joker takes a bunch of pills, then kind of becomes sane, a little bit smart. I don't want to say smarter, but smarter compared to regular Joker.
And then doesn't he like run for governor or not mayor or something?
He does something like that. I know he like takes Batman to court and like basically proves kind of how bad he is. He's just like, hey, you caused, you know, $500 billion worth of damage trying to get me, you know, just running through the streets. So, but yeah,
okay, got a collateral damage. I know where we got mildly sidetracked. The Boys season 5. You ready for that?
When does it come out?
Don't ask me that question.
But I've been ready for The Boys season 5.
I'm trying to look for. I don't have a date on the return.
Yeah, I don't even know if they have any. Wasn't it that they? Was it The Boys? Was it season 5 that they had to stop because of the writer's strike, or was that the last one?
That might have been season 3. No, writer's strike was last year. So yeah, that might have been it. I don't know. I can't remember. The writer's strike was a long time ago, I feel like.
I feel like it was too, but also feel like it was this year at the same time. Boys. I think this is going to be the last season, isn't it? I thought whoever does it, and I forget their name, I thought they said season 5 was going to be the final one, or maybe it's season 6. regardless, I really think season five should be it. There's very few shows out there.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, there's very few shows out there that I think should go more than like three or four seasons.
I'm trying to think if... if the, this is just my opinion, if the quality continues to decline, then I would say, yeah, it's time to cut it loose.
So, yes, I agree. Eric Kripke is who I was thinking of. And he says, this is on screenrant.com. Eric Kripke confirms The Boys season five as its final season.
Okay.
So, cool. Wow. But I, here's the thing. I don't think that world is going to be over with necessarily, because I would have a feeling they're going to do at least one more season of Gen V.
Yeah, for sure. Well, it's going to be a tough one because, you know, what's his name passed away.
True. Yeah.
But I feel like they could do it.
I almost positive they're still doing the season. I think they took a pause once he passed away, and I don't know if they have to rewrite stuff. Well, they had to figure stuff out, but there's going to be a season two of Gen V, almost guaranteed.
Okay.
Now, is it going to be season three? I don't know. Again, it depends on whether or not it makes money.
Always does, right?
Yeah.
Always does. By the way, thank you. I got what I needed.
Okay, good.
And so anyway, it looks like A-Train is coming back.
Oh yeah, yeah.
So, because there was a rumor that the actor's name, I'm looking for it, Jesse T. Usher, that he might have been out, but he's confirmed now to return. There's no updates on if we'll see Queen Maeve in the final season. So,
but I think we are seeing Soldier Boy again, because if I remember correctly, the end of season. What did we have last time for?
Yeah.
Didn't he
pop up at the end?
I thought he popped up in a post credit.
Right there at the end, I believe. So
yeah.
All right. All right. Moving on here, I believe. Tell you what, Mike. We're about 40 minutes into this bad boy.
Mm-hmm.
What do you say we just get to it?
Let's do it.
I'm excited.
Yes.
We had this idea, of course, you all know. We have been picking five from various topics. This one was a little bit more difficult because we were picking five comic books, but it was that the other person has read. So we had to come up with 15 titles that you have read, that I have read. And like I had to, now you have to go and pick your favorite five of the ones that I, you know.
Yeah. Now, most likely, we've both read similar ones. I'm hoping that the 15 I've picked, you haven't read. Or no, sorry, you have read. It'd be weird if you haven't read any of the 15. Maybe there's one or two that you haven't. I'm not sure. There's some that I'm like, I know for sure he's read things.
Mm-hmm.
And I have my five down that I've written down already that I think you're going to pick. I didn't make it to where there's only five good ones and then 10. I like all of these are ones. Like I said, I believe you've read and you've talked about them before. And we did this one slightly different. So there might be duplicates, because normally in the past, I would pick 15 or, you know, take 15 and I'd send them to Greg. And then Greg later on would come up with his 15, but he never wanted to try his best not to duplicate mine. This time,
right.
I said, I'm going to do, because I'm like, I can use my computer. I'll do a board for my 15, and then I'll send it to you during the show. So I just sent it not that long ago after finding it eventually.
So I'm so excited. I want to start with the one that you sent me.
Okay. Okay. Perfect.
And you're not wrong. You had this ready days ago, and I had mine ready like 2 hours ago. So
yeah. Well, hey, it's ready. It's ready and it's ready. So.
All right.
Okay.
So these are what these are 15 comic books that you are fairly certain that I've read.
Yes. Yes.
And then I'm going to pick my five favorites off the list.
Yes.
So I'll let you read them to me, Mike.
All right. So we got Why the Last Man, Once in Future, Old Man Logan, Lock and Key, Batman White Knight, Alan Moore's The Saga of the Swamp Thing, Radiant Black, Invincible, Kingdom Come, Batman Hush, Thor, Gore the God Butcher, Gargoyles, Blackest Night, Doomsday Clock, and Butcher of Paris. And I should point out that some of these are like, maybe they're like Invincible is several issues. Mm-hmm. And I don't think you've read all of them. But that's just whatever you think of what you've read.
Yeah.
Is what I would say, you know? So
first of all, fantastic list. I have read everything on here. I think with the exception, honestly, of Swamp Thing.
That's what I was wondering about. I couldn't remember if you did or not.
And yeah. I did start Swamp Thing. Yeah. I'm not gonna say I lost interest. I just didn't.
That's fair.
Didn't, you know, got sidetracked with life or whatever. So let's knock the easy ones off the board first.
Okay.
And that's going to be Kingdom Come.
Yep.
Blackest Night. Obviously, we just talked about that.
Mm-hmm.
The Hush.
Hush is one. Okay.
Mm-hmm. I love that story. And I love the Jim Lee art.
Here's the thing about that. It's an amazing story, and this is rare. I think it's one of those times where the book is better than the movie.
One of those rare times.
One of those very rare times. This one is like a great movie. Outstanding book.
I don't remember the movie.
It's good. It's on HBO Max right now. You can watch the
animated, right?
Yeah, the animated one. Yeah. They kind of changed the end. With Hush, it's like, and really a lot of Batman books, comic books, or graphic novels, you can get into Batman's head, like you know what he's thinking and stuff. You know, he's looking at a piece of paper on the ground, and he's talking about like, oh, it's angled this way, and it's this type of paper. And it's, you know, he's doing his detective work. And it's a lot of dialogue, so you really get into his head. Where with the movie, it's just he sees a paper and goes, and that, you know,
right.
It's like, oh, okay. But anyway, so go, continue on, sir.
All right. So which ones do you have?
You have Kingdom, Blackest Night, and Hush.
Old Man Logan.
Okay.
And for number five, you know, oddly enough, I had to narrow down. Mm-hmm. I think number five, the only one that I can really go with would be Lock and Key.
Dude, I know you too well. I swear to you, sir, that this is the order I had. And it doesn't matter if it's going over, but I had Kingdom Come, Hush, Blackest Night, Lock and Key, Old Man Logan.
I was this close to going Once in Future. Just so you know.
Okay. I thought you maybe you would have put Butcher of Paris simply for Stephanie, but that's probably like an honorable mention. So
yeah, we'll call that an honorable mention. All right, yeah. Let me get your list. Let's see. Hold on. I'm gonna kill this.
Yeah.
I apologize. I forgot that this was part of it, so I have to pull up your.
Oh, you're gonna try to guess my five? Okay.
I'm gonna try to guess your five.
Okay.
But I need a minute, so I apologize.
That's quite all right.
Talk to the good people while I do this.
How about actually, you know, all the listeners, let's just stare at Greg silently.
That's super scary.
Yes.
How about not?
No, I'm just very proud of myself that I picked your five. In fact, I almost thought I didn't pick Hush because, like I said, I have had them written down. And you said Hush, and I was like, ah, dang it, I didn't forget that one. And then I looked at my list, and I'm like, nope, I did actually. Here's the thing: some of them were easy because I knew you were going to pick Blackest Night,
and you knew
and Kingdom Come.
Yeah,
I knew Blackest Night and Kingdom Come were all because you talk about those. And again, Blackest Night, I know that's what brought you back into comics. Kingdom Come, it's the art. I don't know if it's the art you like more or if it's the story, but it's Alex Ross. So, you know. And by the way, so I think next week if we're going to do it, I think we're going to do comic book covers that you like.
Oh, that's
I think, and there's probably going to be a couple Alex Rosses in there. You know.
All right. You ready for your list, sir?
I am ready.
Okay. Don't check in. Okay. I think I'm not going to get all five of yours like you got all five of mine.
That's all right.
But here we go. So what we have here For you, we have Marvels, the Kurt Busiek, Alex Ross. Ooh. We have Gideon Falls, Die, Essex County, Justice League Dark, A Man Among Ye, Brad Meltzer's Identity Crisis, The Fearsome Dr. Fang, Alex Ross's Justice. We have Saga, Something is Killing the Children, Descenders, Mr. Miracle, The Last Ronin, and Sweet Tooth.
Ooh, very good list. Oh, wow.
First of all, have you read them all?
I don't know if I've read Marvels or not.
You should have. I'm pretty sure I gave it to you.
You might have. Besides that, maybe Identity Crisis?
That was in the three-pack of Brad Meltzer that I gave you before.
So maybe I have. I just think I just looking at that cover, I'd be interested in reading it.
Yeah. I did go with the kind of the non-traditional cover. Like yeah. The version that I have is a different cover. So
yeah. Okay. All right. Here's the okay. Obviously, this is, should be obvious one. Justice League Dark is number one. That's a given. And then Gideon Falls. I had actually forgotten about Gideon Falls. Remembered it because of seeing it, of course.
Right.
So, and you know what? I was thinking, I was like, man, he could probably, I wouldn't be 15, but he could get a lot from Jeff Lemire. You know?
I didn't put the entire list to being Jeff Lemire.
So. No. Okay. There's one on here. This one, it's one of the first, excuse me, not one of the first books I got from you, but one of the first, like, I didn't even realize it was DC, even though it says DC straight on the cover. And read it, enjoyed it. It was a little strange because, I'll just say it's Mr. Miracle. But I would want to read that one again. All right. So let me really, because there's one I'm looking at right now. Oh, gosh. Actually, there's several of these. Like I'm not picking these, but I'm saying Something is Killing the Children. I would want to reread that one again. Die, I remember. I actually remember rereading that one because I think I had read volumes one and two and then took a long time off.
Right.
And then I think you gave me three and four, but then I was like, I don't remember what happened. So I remember going back and reading one and two and then enjoying it more the next time. Saga is one of those great ones. I'm going to have to put down Saga. I'm going to have to put that down. It gets to a point because I think there's 10, 11, 12 volumes where it's just like, okay, you just got to, you got to stop. And you know, I keep looking at this one I actually had thought about preview, like not that long ago, and being like, oh, that got to reread that one again. And they're making a video game out of it. So I got to go Last Ronin.
Okay.
How did you do?
I got 4 out of 5.
Okay. Which you get?
I got Justice League Dark, which I knew would be a safe bet.
Of course.
Gideon Falls.
Yeah, that's nice.
Mr. Miracle.
Oh, okay.
Saga.
Yeah.
And the one that I wrote down, I was like, Sweet Tooth.
I was, you know what? Okay, here's the thing about Sweet Tooth. I think Sweet Tooth is really good, but I don't know. I think it's also one of those, like, I kind of got tired of it.
Okay.
You know, but hey, great read for everybody. Okay, but hey, 4 out of 5, that's really good.
Hey, that's a passing grade in most schools.
Absolutely. You know?
Awesome. I have not read everything on your list.
Okay. Well, you know what? Okay, let's do this.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And I'm not going to use any of these next week.
Okay.
But let's go just based on cover. Just for
ooh.
Yeah, just you walk into the comic book store, you see these, what are five that you're like, oh, this is interesting.
I would go, I think, again, going in with no knowledge whatsoever.
Yeah.
I'd be very curious as to the premise of the Identity Crisis and why capes and mm-hmm. cowls and things like that are all hanging up like that.
Yep.
And so for Marvels, I'm not entirely sure if that's like the main cover, but I love that super realistic Alex Ross art.
Yes.
So that would probably have my attention. A Man Among Ye, I'd like to say that would capture my attention, but again, that one's more for Stephanie, you know, yeah. who graced our show years back with an appearance.
By the way, A Man Among Ye, they're just not the art itself. Art itself is good, but the story itself I really enjoyed.
Of course.
For me, I would think, if I'm just looking at that cover, I would think almost too childish.
Yeah, I don't think maybe that cover does the interior justice.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's see. I think Die.
Yeah.
Kind of gets your attention.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Gideon Falls certainly captures the imagination.
Yeah.
Those who... I think even if you walk into a comic shop and you have no knowledge of anything, you know, then you're in the wrong shop, I think. But if you have enough awareness of like who Batman, Superman,
yes,
the Flash are to understand the identity crisis, I think The Last Ronin might be really captivating. Is like, what's going on here?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Justice is, I don't know if there's anything necessarily compelling about that cover per se.
No,
it's more about what's on the inside for me. So that's where I'm at. So
yeah, perfect. All right, bring mine up, which I think I've read most of these, but I'll go on based on cover alone.
Okay, real quick here, Fred joined us here. Says late to the party. I'm at a birthday party and they broke out a karaoke machine. So pray for me.
Well, I kind of want to know what's Fred's go to karaoke song. Because my karaoke song is just me walking out of the room and never coming back to that place. That's what I do.
I'm trying to think of what that song would be called. Like, if there's an actual song about like walking out of
the room. It's got to be a country song for one. That's, you know.
I think so. Somebody just walking away. Yep. All right. Here we go. Okay. This is the list.
Based on cover. Okay, based on cover. Invincible. I'm curious about that. Maybe just because it's bright and, you know. And honestly, Butcher of Paris. If I'm walking and I see that, for sure.
Yeah, that's so unique.
Yeah. Do you mind with you? Even Lock and Key? It's there's something about it that's just like, okay, what is going on here?
I'll never forget. I bought all three volumes of Lock and Key on a free comic book day. Garrett was young enough that I could hold him and like through the line. So 2018, maybe, like, I'd have to check, but they were like the bound hardcover, like look really good on a bookshelf versions. So that was enough to capture my attention. Ooh, what is this? Oh, yes. My goodness. I spent $75 a day on all three of those books. So
now I think, obviously, like we talked about, you know, if you walk to a comic book shop and just don't know anything, it's strange. I mean, go for it. Like, look, if you want to, go for it. But I'm saying, let's say I know who Superman is, right? That Doomsday Clock, that's kind of getting me intrigued. I don't know why.
Right.
And I have it downstairs, but I haven't started reading it yet. And then what do good. I'm just looking at covers. Radiant Black is kind of interesting. Is that the one I'm gonna pick? It's either Radiant Black or Swamp Thing.
Really?
Yeah, and they're completely different. You know, Swamp Thing's more kind of subdued, and Radiant Black is obviously, you know, bright and out there. Here's the thing: my eye would go to Radiant Black. However, I don't know if I would pick it up because I would think almost too sci-fi for me, which is straight on. So I'm going to go with Swamp Thing.
Okay.
Which it's kind of very simplistic, but still, there's something about it. I don't know. It's sometimes, honestly, simplistic sometimes works for me.
And I think what tends to work for me, evident by the purchases that I made, you know, yesterday, are characters that I know.
Yeah.
In unusual or different situations. For example, that's why based on cover alone, Batman White Knight,
yeah,
or Old Man Logan, you know, are intrigued. Like, why? Mm-hmm. Why is he old? Why are his, you know, claws bone again? And
true.
You know, or I think they're. I can't remember. I can't really see in the picture. But
yeah, me neither.
You know. So yeah. So that would be. Those would draw my eye.
Yeah.
So, Mike, that was a lot of fun.
So did I. And now I'm going what? To.
I said what? that was a lot of fun.
Oh, I thought you said I had a lot of fun. Oh.
Love it. That was a lot of fun, Mike.
Same here.
I had a lot of fun.
Mike. I had a lot of fun.
All right. So next week, apparently, we're going to finally do the comic covers.
I think we'll. I think we can do that.
Okay.
That's going to be a tough one because I think that's going to be tougher than the ones you've read.
Because are we going to do like any cover from all time?
Any cover. Again, this is just your walking in. We could say, like you know about comics for the most part. Like, you know about the superheroes and stuff. But still, it's you're walking into a comic book shop and you see this. Do you pick it up? So, like, if I do, and I don't know, I probably will, but if I do a Green Lantern one, you're not necessarily picking up because it's Green Lantern, but because of the, you're like, oh, something's intriguing about this, this artwork, you know?
Okay.
Or I might just really mess with you and do all Green Lantern ones. I'm sure I could.
That'd be fine.
Yeah.
And I'll do all. What's your tattoo superhero again?
I don't Booster have a Gold. Tattoo. I don't have a tattoo superhero.
Catwoman.
Catwoman. That's all Catwoman. Yes. Yes.
All right, brother. We'll have a week to figure it out, and we'll have a great time next week when we do the show. And maybe we'll do it on your birthday, and I'll send it to you.
Yeah, okay, sure.
I'll get you a little cupcake and a candle that you can blow out on the show.
Okay.
It'll be a healthy cupcake.
Sure.
Because I know you go to the gym and you care about that stuff.
Yeah, if you see my body, I definitely don't. If you saw my body when I got up to put that on, you definitely see I don't eat healthy, unfortunately. I should.
Well, we're doing okay.
Yeah.
We're doing okay.
I'm surviving.
That's right. That'll do it for this episode of Nerds United. We appreciate all of you for hanging out with us, whether you come back and watch us later like Fred might, or you listen to the show. Thank you so much. We will see you next week for Mike's birthday. And again, if he had a co-host worth a damn, he'd probably have some cool montage, but
he's quite all right.
I suck. So
that's a lot. That really is a lot of work. So
it's a lot of work, but we'll at least maybe, go back and think of some fun times that we've had, doing the show and some of the highlights. So, but, until that time, we hope that you check out all the great, shows that are, or the other great show that's here on, the Jittery Monkey Podcast Network, which is My 1-2-3 Cents the Podcast with Kevin Huntsberger and most of the time Chad Smart. And until we meet again, we remind you all the time to be kind, Mike, and
rewind.
It's just that simple. And we've learned VHSs exist in 2024, almost 2025. So make sure you rewind them, sons of bitches.
This is a production of the Jittery Monkey Podcast Network. For more jittery shenanigans, go to jitterymonkey.com.